After 43 years of ministry, I found something out. Been praying about this for a long time. Like ministers, it's like church. We was over 80 something ministers, pastors, and some of them couldn't take it. It's 70 something now, you know. They couldn't take it because we're pulling them to another level and pushing them to another depth. You listening? Pushing them to another depth and pulling them to another level. And so in the apostolic order, I found out ministers are just like the congregation. They want to go so far and no more. And so undoubtedly we train you like that. Ministers train the congregation to go so far and no more. And so both in ministering to these churches that are under me all over the United States, partners all over the world, I found out if you take them a little deeper sometime, that's further enough. They don't want to go. And that's why so many believers do not know how to defend themselves spiritually. I mean, actually defend yourself. And so after much praying, I was walking on the treadmill, and the word of the Lord came to me. Personally, I spoke to a young man. You won't know who he is. He here. But the Lord told me, I was praying in tongues. He says, I want you to step out of the pond into the ocean. I want to do so much more for you. But the water you in not deep enough. And I spoke it to him, asked him what his wife's name, prayed for him and his wife. There are so many things that try to anchor you at a certain level in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Family members is one of them.
Yes, sir.
Then friends and then cousins.
Yes, sir.
And associate.
Yes, sir.
So in finding that out, I talked to the Lord and I come to this understanding. It begins tonight. In passing, in being an apostle of all those churches and being a pastor of this church so long, and I see it in all the churches. I just know the same thing is there, that only a remnant is hungry or willing to pay the price. And so the Lord gave me some relief after 47 years. He says, I want you to tell them that this on Wednesday is going to be a maturity class.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to be to say some things in here I can't say on Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Show you some things because the people on Sunday, a lot of them not ready for it.
Yes, sir.
And how you know that? They're not hungry enough. They're not hungry enough. And so your maturity class begin tonight. Now I'm telling you, and I'm saying this reverently, you're going to mature above a lot of ministers. Now, they're still ministers, but your insight going to be apostolic and prophetic. We're going to go to some scriptures tonight to get a good foundation on your growth.
Yes,
and we're going to see why it's so important. We're going to look at some scriptures that so much can be said in the spirit world if there is not a proper listener.
Right. That's right, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's right, sir.
If the person is not trying to be taught, there's a resistance that will hinder the flow of the information. You may be seated. We ask the Holy Spirit to help us. Three things you got to mind and locate yourself that will cause immaturity. Number one, ignorance. We're just ignorance. Ignorance of spiritual things. You can be smart intellectual, but ignorant spiritually. Now, in that aspect, a teacher can help you. A teacher, one of the gifts there in Ephesians 4. Turn to Ephesians 4. I think I'll start there. I don't know exactly where I'm going. Ephesians 4. And I want you to write down the 11 through 16 verses there as a scripture base to study with me on. But the teacher will help you in ignorance. He will bring you information, will challenge you to study.
Yes, sir.
But the second part that caused people not to grow, and this is not a bad word, rebellion. Uh-huh. People are rebellion. To, if you want to take them away from their known.
That's right.
Okay, they rebellion. They don't, you know, pushing in the country don't want to go to the city.
Yes,
pushing in the city don't want to go to the country.
Yes,
but sometimes your answer in the country. You might find your husband in the country. You might find your wife in the country. You don't know. So see, sometimes, but rebellion.
Uh-huh.
Now the rebellion need a prophetic ministry. You remember what I told you about the prophetic? Now, the prophetic destroy or destruct and construct. In other words, some things had to be torn down for to build it right. Destruction and construction, that's what it is. And then there's a whole lot of Christians in this third category. Now, I've given you two categories. Now, I want you to be a student now. I'm giving you two categories. You have to listen to what I'm saying.
Yes,
we talked about ignorance. We talked about rebellion. You could be in either one of those not knowing it.
Yes, sir.
Check yourself.
Yes, sir.
The third one, many Christians are in there because of a lack of understanding how to flow in the spirit. Discourage.
Yes,
discourage in some aspect of their life. They come into discouragement. That's why a pastor come in at.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, a pastor will be a great encourager.
Yes,
all right? But on the other hand now, this apostolic and prophetical aspect of the church, and I say it in a way that I want you to write down, aspect of the church have been missed. And so here's where we're going to start in this maturity class. Every Wednesday going to be a class of maturing. Apostolic, prophetical maturity cometh to the body of Christ.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Let me say it another way,
yes, sir,
so we can personalize it and become individual. Apostolic, mm-hmm, prophetical maturity cometh to the believer.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, ignorance, rebellion, discouragement will have to leave your life, for you'll know how to walk in certain abiding position, anointing position, accessing the things of God for your life that you can flow better. All right?
Yes, sir.
Now, turn to 1 Corinthians 3. 1 Corinthians 3. Verse 10, an apostle is a builder. Matter of fact, this verse is going to call him a master builder. And he's talking about building on a spiritual foundation. Now, put your finger there. We'll come back to 1 Corinthians 3:10, and I'm going to do a lot of moving now. I'm maturing you now. I think it's Ephesians Ephesians 2, go there and hold that in Corinthians, and go to Ephesians 2 with your finger. I got my finger in it. Ephesians 2. I'm gonna begin reading at verse 19. Ephesians 2:19, because we're talking about reconstruction and tear down foundations of religion, tradition, denomination that have held good people down to a level that they shouldn't be at. Okay. So get understanding in this class of maturing you. Depth is more important than level. And why is it's the depth that caused the level. The level can't cause no depth. And so we'll go deeper into the things of God. And once you get deeper, like that pond in that ocean, my wife was saying to me, a man never can go to the bottom of the ocean by swimming or anything because it's too big. You can break your neck at the bottom of a pond. So what the Lord is showing you is the vastness of your maturity, the enlargement and the enjoyment of maturing you apostolically and prophetically. That situations and circumstances that may come upon you, you are highly different than the Sunday crew. I don't want to be ugly, but I just got to, you see, because if you don't want it, God won't give it to you. And so a large majority of people in the church is saying, I don't want it. They're saying, I want to run my life like I want to run it. And I'll show you a scripture sometime. I will not show you that you're a ruler. The Bible talks about those who have the rule over you. See, I know you don't want to hear that. But it's scripture. Apostle Paul said it. But that's not ruling you or regulating your life, but that's bringing you into a deeper dimension of the things of God that you can fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on what is rightfully yours. That's what it's talking about. Uh-huh. Even if Joshua wasn't in control, God had showed him something. He said to Joshua, see, I've given you Jericho. And so Joshua had to bring that message and method to the people of how they were going to receive Jericho. Had not they done what Joshua told them to do, because he had heard from God, they will still be on the outside wall of Jericho dying. But tradition and religion taught us another way. Are you following me? I mean, the verses we about to read now about billing, if you don't mature, you're not going to be the highly understander or take it what the Lord is saying. But I tell you what, a lot of y'all start getting healed. A lot of things going to start happening in your life. A lot of freedom going to come. Because that's, Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. But there's dimension of truth. See, just reading the Bible or hearing the Bible is one thing. But then when I know how to access and apply what I heard, it makes a great difference. Are you following me? Now here in Ephesians 2, verse 19 says, now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Now you see, strangers and foreigners, ignorant, rebellion, and discouraged people and who have not grown and still dealing with religion and tradition, they could be strangers and foreigners to their inheritance. Or let me say it another way, to their blessing. Let me say it another way, to their deliverance. Let me say it another way, to their victory. Now, here's what I hear from the Spirit to say to you. Your victory is alive. Write that down. My victory is alive. I don't care. A statement like that don't have no respect of what it is. So whatever you're dealing with, mature right now and know whatever it is, God Almighty, my victory is alive. And tonight, I take it by faith. Now that's maturity to that now, you see. Yeah, I don't see it. I don't feel it. but I know it. That's where Christians got to come to understand that the cross of Jesus has made every victory possible. Verse 20. And are built upon, now get that word, underline that word foundation, upon the foundation of the apostle and prophet Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. You can't jump to Jesus, the chief cornerstone, without having some contact with the apostle and the prophet. They're going to teach you about Jesus. They're going to pull you together until you're ready for Jesus. Because see, Jesus told like this, you need wine. Jesus said, fill a barrel of water. If the apostle and prophet have not dealt with you, you can't handle Jesus. The way Jesus operates, you know, Jesus put mud in people's eyes. If you're not spiritually grown enough to understand how Jesus functions, you can't build on it. My victory is alive. See, that's a maturity statement. That's a statement that a person has to be matured enough to receive it. See, it is a prophetical statement. It is a statement with an apostolic foundation that is pushing you to Jesus. And listen, I have victory for life. Hear it better. I have eternal victory. Well, yeah, Lord, I hear it. I'm going to do a lot of moving now. Okay, I'm going to do a lot of moving. I know we got 1 Corinthians 3:10 waiting on us. But I want you to hear me out. I want you to hear me out because I see so many Christians around the world suffering, good people, but they don't know what to do. Well, they got scripture. They know scripture. They know how to cry. They know how to sing, you know, Amazing Grace. And, you know, and I'm not making fun of them. I'm just, you just can't mature. It seems like you can't mature a whole church. You just... There's too many people that don't want it. And this has been with me for years. Man, what's the matter, man? I'm putting this word. And I say, why they won't come? But they just done sell it up. That's the furthest I want to go. So I'm going to mature you. All right, notice verse 20. And are built upon the foundation of the apostle and prophet, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. All right, Lord, I heard it again. No, you can't just build on Jesus. Jesus sent someone to teach you something, how to build on him. Now that boy who died, he wanted to send somebody back for his brothers. He says, send them back. No, Jesus said, they don't hear them men, I've sent them. They won't even believe a dead man. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's see this now. Let's see this. I built them on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth. Underline that word, groweth. Groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord. Groweth. See, they don't just become that.
Come on, sir.
And the reason, my dear, God's beloved, the reason many Christians have not grown is because stagnation set in the church hundreds of years ago. To go so far and no more. Then it slipped out and become seeker sensitive. A lot of program. A lot of activity. Excited activity for my children. When that drug come at your child, let some activity. Give them understanding that this is not the right thing to do. And give them enough courage to walk away from when they go to college. When they go to college, we'll see what activity going to do for them. They need to grow in the spirit. They need to mature more in the spirit than intellect. Everybody, I get my child a good education. Good. But they need a good education in the spirit more so. So that young girl can say when she get in college, no, mama taught me better than that. Ain't nobody else going with us. You and I are not going alone. Notice verse 1, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth. Everybody say groweth.
Groweth.
All right. Unto an holy temple in the Lord. You not a holy temple if you have not been properly taught and properly walk.
That's right. Come on, sir.
Look what it's for. Verse 22. Look what it's for. Look what God trying to find. In whom you also are built together for what? What? Of God how? Now that statement there announced you better grow in the spirit. You imagine what happened when God really started habitating you? You see, we too busy trying to get our life together. Look, listen to me. Go to Acts 1:8. Let me show you something. And then we'll come back to 1 Corinthians 3:10. Go to Acts 1:8. See, go to Acts 1:8. See, God wants you matured for ministry. But you sometimes so immature, the basic 95% of your ministry is to you. I don't have much time to pray for nobody else here today, Lord. I need 9 things that already been given to me. But I don't know how to receive them. Because I've been deceived. You follow me?
Come on, sir.
I said, but you should receive power at Act 1:8. What for? The talking tongue? What for? What did he say? What was it? We ain't even think about no witness. You know why? You know why? We don't fully know how to work the word that our life is okay, blessed, so we can go help somebody else. That's why we got churches full of self-help thoughts.
That's right. That's right, sir. Yep.
So, see, they're trying to help themselves. I'm trying to pray for my leg.
Come on, sir.
My lack. When they should be walking in authority over that situation so they can witness to somebody else who is lost and need to see a miracle. So the Holy Ghost was given to us to witness. Now another word go with that word witness. Word. Like when we get over in Ephesians 4, we're going to find out what those 5 gifts train us in 3 things. To get us matured in five things. Yes, I'm going to get there in a minute. 1 Corinthians 3.
Yes,
1 Corinthians 3 now.
Okay.
Are you with me yet?
Yes, sir.
Because this verse now going to be smoother to you.
Yes, sir.
It's Apostle Paul talking in 1 Corinthians 3:10. I don't have time to read all the context, but in 1 Corinthians 3:10 now, he says, he tell you how it works. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me, me who? Huh? No, see, y'all don't want to say it now. Who is it given to? Apostle Paul. Listen to her. She knows what she's talking about. Everybody said Apostle Paul.
Apostle Paul.
Yeah. Now, I got to be careful here because it didn't say the Apostle Jesus. It says the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul was designed by God to grow you to a certain extent, you just flow with Jesus. But I said, how you know you got? Jesus said it. See, you ain't going to no prayer meeting now. Jesus said it. You see, because you're able, you know how to cooperate with him because Paul have trained you. He's the man. Are you following me? And so the average Christian is not trained to that point. They call the name of Jesus, but they don't know what they're calling. You're calling an explosion when you call the name of Jesus. When you say the name of Jesus, you shut everything down.
That's right, sir.
So he says here, watch, see, my goodness. He says here, according to the grace, don't miss that, grace of God, which is given to me as a wise what?
Master.
I've laid the what?
Foundation.
And another build their own.
Yes, sir.
But look what he said at the end of this verse.
Yes,
that every man take heed.
Yes, sir.
How he build his down.
Yes,
I need to take you back somewhere. I didn't take you. So I should have took you there first. But I'm going to take you back there. When we talk about maturing in the things of God, the maturing believer will walk in the divine plan of God at all times. Look at John 16:12, if you will. And then put your finger in Hebrews 5. Because I want to deal with two things here. These two things must be mellowed out to understand I'm becoming a matured Christian. I'm growing up in the things of God. And I'm not going to hang around religion and tradition and the doctrine of men. And I'm not going to be deceived to believe I got something I don't have. Or I can do something I can't do. If the pressure come on, I fall apart just like everybody else because of immaturity. I was so glad. After 40-some years, the Lord have released me. He says, and then I talked to my middle son, Montrell. Him and I was talking to driving. I was telling him about what God had told me. I knew the answer, but I wanted to bump it off of him. I said, Montrell, should we text the church and let them know that's what I'm doing on Wednesday night? He said, no. Same answer I had. He said, they're going to come for a few weeks, and they're not going to come back. They're just in their own thing. So the Holy Spirit is going to have to tell them. See, I'm not against them, but I'm for Christ.
Amen.
And I could teach you, I could teach you, and you can learn many, many things in the spirit. That's why I'm still around here. Because it takes time to get to this point to train you like this. I've heard God's voice audibly 9 to 15 times. Audibly. And each time it was accurate. I did what he told me to do. It came out just like he said. Now, I done heard the inward voice, but I'm talking about audibly. The second time, the first time that God talked to me about quitting my job, he asked me, what you doing up in here? I was in a tank. What you doing? But I was too immature to know what he's talking about. So I kept on digging and washing and shooting the holes and stuff. I was supposed to walk out that tank that day. So maybe God is telling you some thing to handle a situation, but you're not mature enough to accept it. You got your scriptures. Set in your way. Every day with God is a brand new day. I mean, God will have you dancing in the spirit. You get answers, oh Lord. And your life start changing. Like peeling a banana. It's real. What did I tell you, Troy? Yeah, John 16, right? That's what I told you, Troy? Uh-huh. Now, this is going to be a tough voice. It's a tough voice because at that time, the validation wasn't there for it to happen. What we're about to read, the 12th voice. We're about to read the 12th voice. Look at the 12th verse, John 16, 12. See, the validation wasn't there, but the validation is here now. So what he said he couldn't do, now you and I can do it. We're going to be taught properly. See? Oh, my. Now, don't y'all take me wrong on this. But most churches are Sunday school classes. Teaching people how to be saved. People already saved. The Holy Ghost should be moving more in here. There are gifts in this room that the Holy Ghost want to use.
Yes, sir.
I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Now, in talking to them, is because, the next verse tell you, because the Holy Spirit had not come yet in that dimension to be personally with you and I everywhere we go. The indwelling Spirit. It wasn't there. I mean, the Holy Spirit moved all in the Old Testament. But now he says, if you do not have a certain maturity, there are many things God can't say to you. Because it's like casting pearls to swine. You're not going to do nothing with it but tramp over it. Because you cannot comprehend what he's saying. Unless you grow to a certain extent with him. And grow infinitum. Unlimited. You never finish. Why? God is a God you can't finish. He never runs out. Listen to me, children, look at me. He never runs out. He always got another move he can make. And if he don't have another move, well, listen to me, clap it. If he don't have another move he can make, he make the move. If God has to make a move for you to bring deliverance, he'll make it.
Yes, sir. I agree.
That's where maturity come in at. Maturity don't look at how the other person came out. What that got to do with me? But if you're not matured enough, a lot of talk will put you in that same category. Sometimes you say, why it didn't work? Why it didn't work? I don't know. Secret things belong to God. Amen. What God tell you, that's what you know. What God don't tell you, you just go on up the road and leave it alone. Amen. Now, this Holy Spirit, good God Almighty, this Holy Spirit is here now. See the 13th verse. Now God said, if you mature, I can talk to you. I can tell you everything. I can tell you all you need to know and more besides. I can run your cup over with information, revelation, insight, knowing what to do, the next step, the next move. You know what we're talking about here? Joy, unspeakable and full of glory. Peace that passes all understanding. You understand? You understand what I'm saying? You're just cruising through this thing. You're cruising through. You're getting many people out the fire you can because you know what you're doing. You have joy when it don't look like it should be joy. This peace the world didn't give me and it can't take it away. But see, you got to be matured to be in a battle saying that. But the battle is the thing that's going to bring you to another depth. You're going to see God do something you never saw him do before. You and God partnership increase. Now, I'm not going to get far. I just took the half hour. Listen. How be it the Holy Spirit has come. Verse 13. He's guiding me into all truth. I'm talking to you mature now. See now, we have jumped from coming to have come. He's here. You know he came, right?
Yes,
see, Jesus was talking about him coming. Yes, but now Leroy is talking about he's here.
He's here.
He's here.
Uh-huh.
Jesus sent me to tell you.
Yes,
the Holy Spirit he was talking about, he sent me to tell you he's here.
He's here.
So all the things Jesus said the Holy Spirit will hear things and speak them out. He will see things and show it to me. He's here. He's speaking and he's showing right now. Your life will never be a jigsaw puzzle again. Because one aspect of your maturity is that you know the Holy Spirit knows everything that God knows. And that the Holy Spirit is God himself that have come to you to acquaint you with him. And that there's nothing up ahead the road you can't see because the Holy Spirit see everything and he gonna show it to you. Now, people who don't want this can't handle this.
Right. That's right, sir.
You can't talk to them like that.
Yes, sir. That's right, sir.
You got to have an outline. Because they're pulling you off the track every 5 seconds. You see, you got to have matured people who flow and let you form a little bit and let the Lord speak to you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That Holy Spirit is here now.
Yes.
Tap somebody, tell him he's here.
He's here.
He going to speak to you? Tell him. And he's going to
show you things.
You'll never be in the blind again. Tell him. Just listen to me. Listen, look here. Look at me. Look at this. Listen. Here's maturity. Holy Spirit. No, listen to me. Holy Spirit, talk to me in this situation. Tell me what's going on here. Tell me what my next move in the spirit. See what I'm saying? That's real. Now, I'm going somewhere. Holy Spirit in my life. With my child or someone. Holy Spirit, show me what God doing. Show me how God would handle this. Show me my God way. I'm a fellow citizen of the kingdom. I'm not a foreigner or a stranger. I need to know what's going on. Show me. Now I'm going to tell you something right now. Some of y'all don't know it. You can personally talk with the Holy Spirit. Jesus is not jealous. If you never talk to the Holy Spirit, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to mature so much after the night. Holy Spirit, thank you for opening my eyes. Holy Spirit, my child at college, you live in apartment 25. Put your hand on the knob and touch her. Or touch him. All right. Hebrews 5. I got to lay a lot of groundwork. We'll take up next Wednesday, but I'm going to lay a lot of groundwork. But apostolic and prophetic maturity is going to be on your life. You're going to be able to handle it. See, it's not just a pastor, a teacher, and an evangelist. The church was designed for the apostle and prophet to the apostle build a foundation and the prophet tear down old foundation. I better show you that. Why till you go? Why were we going? No, we're not going there now. Go to Jeremiah 1:1. Go to Jeremiah 1. We've got to get this stuff down. We've got to get having your own way down. Remember Jesus said, I am the way. You can't have your own way. You can't have your own will. This is not an emotional feeling God. It's a God that is real. Whether you feel it or not, he's still God. What did Jeremiah 1:8 say? They didn't even put it on the board. Can you help me a little bit here? Is it 1:8 or 1 where he tear the thing down? 1 what? Jeremiah 1:10, right? 1:10. Put it on 1:10. Everybody look at it. Now that's the same word he told Joshua. Remember the latter part of Joshua 5, right before he went to Jericho? He told him what? See. And that's what the Lord wants you to do. See. See beyond your physical sight. Grow where you can see spiritually. The see that the attack is for a reason. I read a book called Necessary Ending. Some part of your life up, baby. You can't live it like that no more. God wants you to grow. So it's necessary. It's necessary ending. It has to come in your life sometime. You will never grow if you don't understand necessary ending, because there's always somebody you're going to have to cut loose. There's always somebody you're going to have to stop making decisions for you and listen to what God tells you to do. It's necessary ending. Maybe you have to cry goodbye, but don't stop. Drive on away. Keep driving. Cry crocodile tears and water put around, but keep driving. You got to get out of there. You got to get out. Whoop! Listen to me. I want it on this tape to understand. I'm not putting local churches down when I say most of it's a Sunday school class, because I could tell that most of the Sunday school class by the life of the people who go there. The church is just as childish as she can be. It's the wrong form of childishness that you have to become as a little child to trust Jesus. But they're a child because they're in their infancy in the spirit world. They always need a group to fight. Somebody to hold my hand. Hold your own hand. How you hold them? Hallelujah. Hold your hand up and praise God. Then God can catch your hand. That's who you want holding your hand. When you praise him and worship him and magnify him and glorify him and thank him, he catch your hand. He can pull you out of any situation. That's what praise and worship are. Stretching your hand up to God. Lifting up holy hands. That's what maturity is. At this time in my life, I don't have nothing to praise about. I don't have nothing to worship about. I don't have nothing to be happy about. I don't have nothing to be joyous about. But I'm going to praise him anyway. That's maturity. If anything has to be going right in your life for you to lift your hands to God, you are immature. In the 16th chapter of Acts, everything, the light was out. Blood was flowing everywhere. They was locked up. I don't know how they had the chain on Paul, but some way Paul got his hand enough up to praise God and began to sing. And when that happened, earthquake came. Set him free. You can cause an earthquake in your life. Whatever holding you down, God will shake it off. But you got to know how to praise him when things are not going right. See, there's a time to pray. There's a time to praise him. When your prayer life gets stiff, you done said everything you can say. You can ask everything you ask. It's time now. You start telling him, you're the one. You're the only one. He can't stand that. He told me to tell you, he can't stand that. Praise, move God off of his throne. Bring him to your house. Oh, children, come on. You had Jeremiah. I'm trying to find Jeremiah. Wait a minute. Because I want to just read this verse. You know it, but it has to be here, because in these classes, I'm going by the Spirit of God, destroy some things. Yes, sir. Prophetically. You know, I'm not saying this to hurt the woman. Now the woman's still alive. But the woman left this church by the mama song. Now, all I'm trying to teach her that God wants us blessed on earth. Let's quit singing mama song about going to heaven. Amen. See, because one time, I'm going to see who all going to be with me. One time, we thought our only hope was go to heaven. So every song we sung was about when I get to heaven, what I'm going to do. You know, because we ain't know no better. So, Lord, I got to get out of here. You don't want to die. And no other way for you to go to heaven. Unless you die, but you don't want to die, but you're singing when I get to heaven. And somebody asks you about death, you say, oh, no, baby. So it served us up to that point. But in 2017, you got to learn how to live down here. Anybody think about no dying? When you hear a statement like this, you have to know the reality of days of heaven on earth. You can cause heaven to come down here if you're matured enough. Am I helping you?
Yes, sir.
See, now you're maturing. I want you to mature. I want you to not be able to think that you can't handle it. You can handle it. Because the Holy Spirit lives in you. He's your teacher. He's your helper. He's your standby. He's your guide. He's there to help you. He's your convictor. He's your convincer. He's your converter. He converts situation for you. The Holy Spirit will. Through a miracle, a sign, a wonder. Now, the problem is not the building. The problem is the tearing down. We have a tendency to hold on to certain things. Watch what I said. That make us feel good. But I ain't doing a doggone thing. Well, faith is screaming. Faith is screaming. Come here. Come here, let me help you. You say, oh, but this feels so good. You like that song, and you know, you like that rhythm, and you, but it ain't doing nothing. Faith said, come here. Let's do this thing. Whether you feel anything or not, trust the Lord. The deception, I got 12 minutes. The deception that Satan will try to use on you to keep you from going to maturity. He going to try to turn you against me. Because he don't want you. Oh, she can't hear another word. I got to stop her now. Because she's about to go into another. Some ignorama going to come talk to you. About how long they've been on the battlefield. Who won't be on the doggone battlefield? I won't win and get off the battlefield.
Hold on, sir.
I won't be preaching to me about no battlefield. I know I'm in the army, but I ain't got to stay on the battlefield. I could have a furlough or something, so I get a little rest. Sometimes. All right. Now look at the 10th verse, because I want you to know it. I want you to see what the Lord's saying here. See, I have this day set thee over the nation and over the kingdom. What a responsibility. To what? Wait, what do you mean by root out? Root out. Pull down. And to destroy. Three things. And to throw down. Four things. He only said two things about the other one. That's why I tell you the tearing down is more destructing or tearing something down is harder than building. Especially if you got some of the old cypher wood in it. Don't want to turn loose. You got crowbar, you got everything. You actually need a bulldozer to go in there. And some of y'all life need a bulldozer to run up in there and break up all that old stuff and let you lay it out flat and then build you on a right foundation. That you can go as high as you want. See, a two-story, a three-story, a four-story building can't build on a single-story same foundation.
Yep. Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
See, the foundation that has been laid for you, you can go how many stories you want.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But the reason our life peak is because that's the highest you can go if you haven't grown up. Then when you see a person off the hook, you get upset. All that don't come with Jesus. Yes, it do. And more than that. Yeah. All that come with Jesus. More than that. All right, go to Hebrews 5. I'll probably close there because I'm trying to lay this foundation. I haven't touched a lot of things that I have, but I have to be, I know you know about some of these scriptures, but I want them to be vivid in your mind and in your heart as we grow and develop. And you're going to be my 300. Because God showed me one thing about getting an army. He had 32,000. And God said, it's too many because they're going to say they did it. And so God said, I want you to test them. And that's what I've been doing in this church. I've been testing them. And one day the Lord told me, says, I told him to send back all the careless folk. Then send back all the cowards. And keep this 300 committed folks. And you can do more with them than the 31,700. So maturity bring you to commitment. See, Satan made a cult sort of parallel to the real thing. So if I was to say I'm going to Jericho, you should say I'm going to Jericho too. Because you know I'm going there for a reason. I did all I'm going to do. I ain't going nowhere. Here's what I said. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. See. I just need me a handful of folk like you all. I just need a handful like you all that take our time to come and hear the word on Wednesday. I just need a handful like we got here. That's all I need. And watch when I get through. Watch when we get through. Watch 6 months from now. Y'all be growing hair that you didn't have. I'm telling you. No, I'm telling you the truth. Man. Hebrews 5. That's kind of jumping off place for you to think about. And Hebrews 5:11. Now, remember what was said. Go back to John 16:12. Look at that statement. There's going to be a kindred voice to Hebrews 5 and 11. Now, here's the only thing different. Here's a Hebrews Christian. They have had so many opportunities. They're Jews. And they've been taught a lot of stuff. But they're still babies. And so there's a lot of churches that are teaching, but the people not growing. And pastor got the wife because they can switch them out, you know. Pastor, see, they built the church wrong because members can get rid of the pastor. So he preaching cautiously. He can't. God not his souls. So he got to cater to that person on the fifth row. She the biggest tie now. Nobody can lead you if you got their hand tied. A lot of that happened in the church. Who he think he is? No, baby. We're past the thinking stages. I'm sent to be your man of God. This vision, you are a part of this vision. I am your covering. I am praying for you. And I will smash the slack out of you when I see you going to destroy yourself. And I will not cry. I will not be laughing up your face when I should be frowning.
Come on, son.
Tell you, no, that's not right. You don't have no idea how many marriages that Carol and I have saved because the people all over the world. People call me long distance, say something going on. And I say, put them on the phone. I say, you out your mind? I said, get on your knees and repent right now. Don't ever do that again. Yes, sir. Trust me. That marriage going lovely right now. The devil was trying to steal it. But you got to have somebody you trust in. I know I'm not God.
Come on, sir.
Jesus Christ. That's your excuse. When you get a real overseer, your excuse is, huh, she think or he think he God. No! I ain't stupid.
Come on, sir.
But I know sometimes you need to slack jerk out of you. And your husband and your wife may not be able to do it. Have no idea. I see the Apostle Paul can do, so I can do it. You have no idea how much I love you. You couldn't even, this church couldn't hold it. Darrow couldn't hold it. This is agape love. This is a love that I won't see you run a race down here and winning every time. But you can't do that. You're nice. You're a nice lady. You're nice. No! That's more for you. You may be nice, but that's more for you. And I'm not going to compromise what you're seeing. Let me read this and close. Verse 11. In whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are. Now, I know you're going to get back to them, but most of my memo is dull a year. I done cried. I done text them. I done sent, you know, you need to be on Wednesday night. I called it Wednesday night church service, you know. I thought they would come. Yeah, they might come one or two times. And those people just got their mind made up from their old church. They ain't learned it yet from their old church, their old tradition that I don't need no more. So I'm going to love them and give them what I can. Don't you think everybody should have been here tonight? Do you think they're on equal standard with you? Now, let me answer. You don't have to answer. Let me answer. Do you think? No, they're not. They could. I'm going to have to fight more with them if they come up with something, and then we might not win. Because it's a word I'm papasusaleata. That's a word I said here tonight. They should have heard.
That's right, sir.
Man, you can't teach nobody nothing when the devil on their back.
That's right, sir.
Devil say, that ain't true. I got you. But if you had let me taught you when you was up, you're probably not going to go down. If you know how to fight. When the time you ought to be teachers. Oh. You have need that one teach you again what be the first principles of the oracles of God. And have become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a what?
Baby.
But strong meat,
yes,
belongs to them that are full age, even those who by reason of youth, listen, what happened to you? I don't need to pray about it, something just good sense. You're showing both good and evil. Now, let's close with Matthew 4:4. I want you to feed on it, I want you to meditate that. That's how Jesus, the same temptation that Satan fell for, and God had to put him out of heaven.
Yes, sir.
He brought it to Eve,
and she took it.
He told Eve, say, eat this, and you're going to know more than God. It's stupid. You'll be that. That's what he wanted to do. But when he brought it to Jesus, Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, Let's read it together. You ready? Get to Matthew 4:4. And I want you to underline the word proceeded, because it's still coming out of his mouth. It's still coming. Every day, something coming out of his mouth to you. Uh-huh. Jesus answered, said, it is written, come on, man shall not live. All right, hold it. That's physical. Your body, you got to feed your body. But then he turned spiritual on them. Go ahead. By what? Underline the word proceeded. Look it up. It's the word just keep on coming. Every time I need it, there's another word come to me. See, proceeding out of the mouth of God. Well, what he said? What he said? You want to grow up? I got a zero. But what he said? Look at Isaiah 55:11. What he said about it? Well, what? Mature Christian got to believe this. Go to it. Go to Isaiah 55:11. I'm closing. Look what it says about that preceded word. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth, it shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereunto I send it. When we were in the street, we used to get one for the road. John 15:7. We'll take it up next Wednesday night. If you abide in me, my words abide in you. Ask what you will, and it shall be done to you. Lift your hand and praise God. Lift your hand and praise God. That's your first maturity class. And you're going to mature and mature and mature and mature and mature. And you're going to find your balance shorter. You're going to know how to use that sword of the Spirit that no man and no foe can stop. You're going to know it personally for yourself. All right? Man, I'm raise your hand to God for a few minutes. It's about 8:20. Glory to God. 8:20, and we're not losing. Glory to Father, we praise you for your word. Come on. Be matured. Thank you for your word, Father. Your word is working in my life right now. Changing. Calling. Challenging me to come up higher. Get out the pond. Get in the ocean. Glory to God. My life is expanding right now. I yield to the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, we love you too. Show me Jesus. Show me the word. Show me my Father. Glory to God. Let the days be days of heaven on earth. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Amen.